Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Wednesday, September 22nd. Today on Forbes, here's how much the Virginia Governor GOP candidate Glenn Youngkin made at the Carlyle Group. At the heart of Richmond, Virginia, the 208-year-old cream-colored executive mansion, set on 28 acres, sits across from the Virginia State Capitol, an imposing neoclassical temple designed by Thomas Jefferson at the close of the 18th century. Virginia's governors have traditionally resided in the federal-style manor, taking advantage of a dining room that's hosted guests such as Queen Elizabeth II and Winston Churchill. But those lodgings may not be much of an upgrade for Glenn Youngkin, the Republican nominee in the November gubernatorial election. The co-CEO of private equity giant the Carlyle Group, until he resigned in September to run for office, Youngkin, who is 54 years old, already has several mansions at his disposal. Besides his 13-acre home with an outdoor basketball court and a swimming pool in the D.C. exurb of Great Falls, he can also decamp to a 6-bedroom estate in the Tony Mountain Resort of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, or a 92-acre ranch in the Texas Hill Country, part of an estimated $18 million in real estate holdings spanning 3 states. Youngkin and his wife Suzanne also hold another $15 million in real estate in their private charitable foundation, including a $6 million property in McLean, Virginia, that it rents to a church for $1 a year, and a $9 million, 350-acre farm in nearby Middleburg that it rents to a Christian retreat center for the same amount. In June, his opponent, former Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe, called Youngkin a billionaire in a tweet assailing him for opposing a $15 minimum wage. Youngkin and McAuliffe are locked in a tight race ahead of the election on November 2nd. McAuliffe led by just 4 points among likely voters in a recent Emerson College poll of the Democratic-leaning state. And the two rivals faced off in their first debate at the Appalachian School of Law in Southwest Virginia on Thursday. McAuliffe was wrong about Youngkin's fortune, but he is still extremely wealthy. Forbes estimates that Youngkin, who spent 25 years at Carlyle, including his 3-year stint at the helm, has a net worth of roughly $440 million. That fortune is largely made up of his nearly 2% stake in Carlyle, worth about $340 million, which he placed in a blind trust in May after winning the Republican nomination. For full coverage, check out Giacomo Tognini's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.